Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I would like to say, Aaron, welcome to fall. Finally.
Yes, yeah.
Finally.
I did get a message saying happy official first day of fall. So
from whom?
From a listener.
From God.
Oh, good. No. They understand. Well, from the calendar, maybe.
I did see a thing. Did you see the thing that says we need to readjust our seasons?
Because, no. Like,
there's some logic to it. I wish I put it like, but it's like spring officially starts in at a
March
weird
22nd.
Time. Yeah, I think spring should start the day daylight saving starts, because it's like,
which
once it's
like,
lighter,
yeah,
out,
early,
even if
March.
It's chilly, like boom. Summer starts like June 1st, like June, and then summer's over August 29th or whatever. Like when August is over, then it's fall.
No,
like
summer.
Hey, this is good for you.
No,
I'm,
yeah,
giving you fall way earlier.
Yeah, I'm changing the start of summer.
Because
June 1st is too late. It has to be Labor Day. Like whatever.
No,
that.
No, you're thinking Memorial Day.
Sorry, I always get them confused. Sorry.
Memorial M. May.
May,
that's how,
clever.
I do. Yeah.
Because that's when like everyone's out of school. All the kids are out of school. So that's summer.
I was never
this
out
year,
of school
my kid,
then.
But really? Late May, and you're saying June.
Yeah, we're
right?
Pretty close.
Yeah,
she's over-negotiating.
Okay.
What I refuse to agree with is like, fall doesn't start September 1st.
Yes, it does.
Why not?
It was like 80 degrees up until a couple days ago.
I know, but it kind of, no.
Those I walked outside in a sweatshirt today and I sweat.
Okay, but it's still cloudy.
And that's how
fall-ish.
Colorado is, where you wake up and it's kind of cold and then you get hot later on. Like that's its own season.
Yeah, I think if you're breaking it down by the just looking at the months, September, October, November feel like fall.
And then December,
January, February feels like winter. March, April, May, spring, June, July, August feels like summer. Those are like just the months,
I don't,
right?
Know why I couldn't have said it that simple. Instead, I did a whole bunch of stupid,
yeah,
like things around that.
You over-negotiated.
I sort of did, right?
Yeah.
But I wasn't, I think I had, it's the spring I had a little sooner. No. When did your spring is starting the end
March?
Of March?
March, April, May, spring.
So first of March.
First of March. Just let's just do 3 months each.
Right.
Each season gets 3 months.
So
final
December,
offer.
December, January, February. That's not terrible, man.
That feels like it's cold. It's winter. It's snowing. You're getting the real winter jacket out. And then, you know.
Let's ratify this. Who's got a congressman's number? Like, let's make this happen. That might
know.
Be the real thing. He might have it.
He might. Could I ask Beth her question?
No. We've hijacked whatever it is.
Yeah. You were going to cut you out of the deal.
Right. You know what?
You've over-negotiated.
That's fine.
No, go ahead. What is your question?
I was just going to say.
Oh, sorry.
Speaking of fall, everyone.
Okay. Sorry.
Did you go peeping? I went peeping. I went to Vail this weekend. I'm actually wearing a Vail sweatshirt.
It is really cute.
Ooh.
And
oh,
we,
you're one of them now, huh?
Oh, anytime I go somewhere, I buy a sweatshirt.
Me too.
Yeah,
do you really?
They're the best.
Okay, but
all my little weekend trips, there's a sweatshirt coming home with
me. There's 20 different angles that I could take on this one right here. Like then, so you bought a Vail sweatshirt, right?
Yeah, I'm a Vail girl now.
Okay.
We're an every year Vail family now.
Great. Next time you go to Vail, are you going to bring that?
No.
She's going to get a new one.
No, maybe not. Oh. Man, a lot of people walking around Vail in Vail clothing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't like to go, like, if I go see this, I'm just dating myself, but it's the first band that popped into my head. I don't wear an old Def Leppard shirt if I'm going to Def Leppard.
No, that you should.
No, you should.
Don't. No, you don't. Yeah. You don't go, oh, I'm in Spokane. Let me find my Spokane shirt. You look dumb. You look like a tourist if you're wearing the shirt in the town.
I'm so embarrassed that you brought this up because I was recently in Iowa and the amount of times I saw people wearing like an Iowa Hawkeye shirt.
Yes, don't.
But I went, oh, you're I'm in Iowa. Oh, never mind. You know of Iowa.
Right. You've actually heard of it before.
I'm back here. I'm an idiot.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
No, so, okay, sorry. Okay. But like,
I did some peeping, some leaf peeping. Why is it called that?
I don't know.
Why can't
stupid.
We just view the leaves?
Yeah.
I've heard our morning show trying to make this other name stick, and it's not going to stick either. The Fallerado. That's dumb.
I don't love that.
I don't even know if they made it up, but like whoever made it up, guys, it ain't going to work. We're not doing it.
Okay.
And I'm reluctantly, my daughter's currently peeping. And I'm like, yeah.
But it was so, we went on a hike. We brought swans in. It was like a little rainy. It was perfect.
Okay.
But then I was like, what other fall things do I not know about here?
Oh, well, Corn Maze has just opened.
What's Yaya's Farm or something?
Yaya's?
Is that the north? The
in
northern
like
one?
Longmont? Mm. One of my friends says
Tanaka
she got a
farms?
No, she says Tanaka she got a reservation in January.
I think that's an orchard, an apple picking.
Yeah,
orchard.
That's where she went.
Okay. Yaya's so, Farms?
Yeah. Yep.
I've never
YA
Longmont. Not it's, heard of you, Yaya's.
Yeah, it's in Boulder County.
You best be inviting me up there with the key to the city.
It's
okay.
75th and Highway 66.
Let's bring the Yai to Ya. Yaya's.
Oh my.
That's
gosh.
Clever.
That's not terrible. That's not terrible.
And then there's Chatfield. They have a good corn maze. They have a good pumpkin patch.
Are you into pumpkin patches? Have you ever been to a pumpkin patch?
Yeah, of course. Okay. But as an adult with no children, I'm kind of like, huh.
It's still kind of fun because like Anderson Farms out by me has the pumpkin patch and a corn maze, I believe.
Is it a haunted corn maze though?
No,
all
no.
the time.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
The last time I went to a pumpkin
patch. All the time.
I looked at the answer. They have specific dates that like.
She's like, oh, God. All right. So what else? Is that it?
Like, yeah, you got to go to a pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
Some sort of, or apple orchard or something. The last time I went with our family, we were checking out, and because they give you a wagon to carry the pumpkins around and stuff.
Fun.
And my son had wheeled the wagon right behind me where I was standing, and so I kind of took a step back, and I just did a full-on backflip.
No.
Just right after
playing. You bits and booned it?
I did, yeah.
Probably with a little less pizzazz
my
on the landing.
My shirt came up a little bit, but no one was excited. I'll tell you that.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.